was the first rains of winter start in Cape Town, so did the choruses of rain frogs. I used to associate frogs with summer. Having lived in Johannesburg and Harare, they accompanied warm summer evenings, and I was so surprised to hear frogs on rainy winter Cape Town nights. Later in his life, Telemann, too, must have taken some time to think about frogs, as he wrote a concerto about them. The violin concerto in A major is called Die Rehlinge, a type of German tree frog. It shows Telemann in a jovial mood, experimenting with frog-like themes. These are frogs from the countryside, and the music is suitably bucolic, evoking country fiddlers with rustic styles such as drones and playing in unison. Throughout, the harmony is lush, with four violin parts, a busy viola and cello. The first two movements feature frog themes. Only the third leaves the amphibians behind with a minuet. The first movement is unlike most concertos. Instead of the violin entering with a blaze of virtuosity, it comes in with a repeated but modest croak. True to frog form, the solo sets off the rest of the chorus of croaks, and this leads to an unexpected harmonic sequence. Only the continuo fails to have a turn at croaking in this movement. The cadenza, when it comes, is very short but harmonically adventurous. If one was to put this on repeat, the result would sound something like the minimalist music of Philip Glass. In this recording of the first movement of Telemann's A major violin concerto, The Frogs, Midori Seiler plays the violin with the Academy for Alte Musik Berlin, conducted by Stefan May. Thank you. That was Telemann's A major violin concerto, the first movement, and that was played by Midor Seiler on violin with the Academy for Alto Musik Berlin, conducted by Stefan May. This bonbon and many others are to be found on the FMR website. FMR.